Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Friends in Low Places, Jesus According to Luke. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written by Tyler Smith. The scripture is Luke chapter 18, verses 18 through 43. In looking back over today's familiar scripture involving the rich ruler, it reminded me of a story I heard a few years ago about a Christian man that had come to the United States from a war-torn country in Eastern Europe. To briefly paraphrase the story, the young man was able to use his talents to pursue employment opportunities and a better, or at least more comfortable, life in the United States. The man was grateful for these opportunities, but he worried and prayed for the people in his community and church that he had left behind. A few years later, he was able to safely return to visit his hometown and was surprised to learn that the members of his church there had been steadfastly praying for him while he was gone. He asked the church members, who faced poverty and serious threats of harm daily, why were they so concerned about praying for him? The church members explained that because they had so little, it was easy for them to remember how much they needed God, but because he had so much, it might be easy for him to forget. On the surface, the rich ruler asks a legitimate question to the good teacher Jesus about what he must do to inherit eternal life. Jesus seems intrigued by the rich ruler and answers, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone." It appears Jesus offered this response not to deny his own goodness, but to force the man to recognize that his only hope was total reliance on God, who alone can give eternal life. As if he could see into the rich ruler's heart, Jesus then asked the man if he had followed 6 of the 10 commandments, all of which prohibit wrong actions or attitudes against others. The rich ruler spoke sincerely that he had kept all these commandments, presumably believing these good deeds and signs of external conformity to the law would lead to his salvation. The fact that Jesus withheld mentioning the 4 remaining commandments, all of which require inner obedience and dependence on God's grace, appears to have escaped the rich ruler completely. It appears the rich ruler's primary problem was his attachment to his wealth, and therefore Jesus' prescription was to rid him of it by telling him to sell everything you have and give it to the poor. While these instructions may seem drastic, the version of this story from the Gospel of Mark adds more depth by stating that before delivering them, Jesus looked at him and loved him. Jesus' response was not intended to shame the rich ruler by exposing his failure to understand the spiritual depth of the commandments, but was an expression of love aimed at removing the obstacles that separated the rich ruler from recognizing his need to rely on God. The writer of Luke seems to have appropriately positioned the story of the rich ruler after Jesus provided examples of faith seen in the parable of the persistent widow, a parable showing the humility of a tax collector in asking for forgiveness, and the instructions for believers to trust in God like a little child. All the people in these examples recognized their need to rely on God. As Jesus explained in our prior reading, it is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Jesus didn't say this to imply the Pharisees or people aspiring to keep the law were healthy, but to explain that people must recognize themselves as sinners before they can be spiritually healed. To God, it is more important that we recognize our need to trust Jesus and ask for forgiveness of our sins than to seek justification through our deeds and resources. In this context, we can appreciate that the story of the rich ruler seems less about economics and more about identity. The rich ruler's identity seemed more wrapped up in his wealth and his standing in the community than his need to follow Jesus. We can only wonder if the rich ruler had accepted Jesus' offer and become one of his disciples. Would we know his actual name and revere his contributions to Christianity in the same way we do Peter, James, or John? Unfortunately, we will never know, because the rich ruler's tragic decision to turn away reflected a greater love for his possessions than eternal life. While it may be an honor to be identified as a parent of, spouse of, child of, friend of, employee of, member of, or citizen of someone or something, our primary identity should be as a disciple of Jesus Christ. A lesson we can learn from this story is that we should never let what we have get in the way of what we need to do. We should seek to identify ourselves primarily by our need to follow Jesus. Let us pray. Dear Lord, humble our spirits and make us more reliant on you. Give us the grace to align our hearts and our attitudes with yours. Help us to remember daily your love and sacrifice for us. Guide us to be unified in our desire to be more like Jesus, humbly serving and loving one another. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Friends in Low Places, Jesus According to Luke. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.